Graham, Bibi and Trump are the modern Roosevelt-Churchill combination. By Jeff Poor on March 3, 2026. During an appearance on FNC's Hannity, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, continued heaping praise on President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for their strikes on Iran. He likened the two to Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill for their World War II heroics. John Fetterman's big enough to be three Democratic senators, he said. He's going to be seen in history as a very common-sense guy. John Fetterman loves his country, and he's not afraid to say Israel's the good guy and the Ayatollah is the bad guy. Democrats are associating themselves with opposing a military operation to take down the largest state sponsor of terrorism, which they've opposed in the past. Bibi and Trump are the modern Roosevelt-Churchill combination. Bibi and President Trump are Roosevelt-Churchill. Two great wartime leaders working together to bring down evil. Iran would kill Americans in large numbers if they could. If they could get, build a missile to hit us, they would hit us, Graham continued. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would use it. Their proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, have American blood on their hands. Hezbollah killed 220 Marines and 18 sailors in 1983. So, these people are religious Nazis. You could no more convince the Ayatollah to give up his religious Nazis' views than you could convince Hitler to stop killing all the Jews. Normalization's the big prize. When this regime falls, and it will, I'm going to do everything I can to restart negotiations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. The biggest change in 1,000 years would be if the keeper of the Holy Mosque, Saudi Arabia, the center of Islam, would recognize the one and only Jewish state, effectively ending the Arab-Israeli conflict forever. And there'll be one person responsible for that, President Donald J. Trump. He added, "Your legacy, my friend, is beyond Reagan, and it's going to go to the stratosphere. If you can bring about normalization, peace between Saudi Arabia and Israel, ending the Arab-Israeli conflict that's been going on for hundreds, if not thousands of years, you will have done something no other president has ever done, and quite frankly, no other world leader has done. I've never been more proud of President Trump than I am right now. He saw evil. He confronted it. Those 100 million people who died that you mentioned in your opening monologue, they died because people ignored evil and they let it get out of hand." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.